Hi everyone, thanks for joining us today. This is Kelly Swales, I'm the web editor of Lab Medicine Magazine, and today I have with me Dennis Ernst. He's the executive director at the Center for Phlebotomy Education, and he's going to talk with us a little bit today about the walls between the laboratory and nursing department. Hi Dennis.
Yeah, hi Kelly, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good, thanks. Yeah, you know, this is a really interesting topic, and I think for a lot of facilities, it's kind of like the elephant in the room. Almost every facility that I'm aware of has relational problems between the laboratory and the nursing department. And so I think it's well past time that we try to talk about it. We try to tear down these walls because anytime you got a wall in healthcare, it impedes our mission. It impedes our ability to ultimately collaborate and give patients the best possible care. So I kind of want to just talk about where the wall comes from, what are its symptoms, how do we tear the wall down? You know, I think it's really important if we're going to eradicate this wall, this impediment to cooperation, that both laboratory personnel and nursing personnel realize that and accept the fact that each one of our entities approaches patient care from a different direction. Not that there's a right or a wrong direction, but that the directions that laboratories approach patient care from is vastly different from the direction that nursing approaches patient care from, and there lies the rub. You know, nursing departments are, by nature, patient-focused, but laboratories are, by necessity, sample-focused, and that's the interface where we have friction. And while nursing personnel fully accept that within every patient is a sample that contains vital information that reflects their health, it's not lost on laboratories that behind every sample is a patient whose wellness depends on being treated according to accurate test results. And it's where these two conflicting approaches interface that is where we become adversarial. It comes as no surprise that miscommunication is at the heart of it, right? And it can be both the cause and the effect of this wall between laboratories and nurses. Fostering interdepartment cooperation is typically not in the curriculum of either a nursing program or an educational program for any of the laboratory professionals. The way we add bricks to the wall, what helps add bricks to this wall, is that healthcare settings are fertile ground for lab and nursing conflicts due to the relative independence that we have from each other. When each department works in isolation to achieve its own objectives, then we have this silo effect, and silos that we work in fosters a disregard for effective communication. And as a result, then each of the parties seems to ignore the needs of the other, not intentionally, but by nature, because of the silo effect, and it subjects the patient to whatever fallout is a result of that silo approach. And of course, we know that when departments frequently feel at odds, then teamwork evaporates. And then you have a loss of morale and infighting, and nurses blame laboratories for immobilizing samples, laboratories blame nurses for not respecting sample requirements, sample integrity. So see, it just breaks down from there. Because it breaks down and alters quality of care patients receive, we really have to stop ignoring this elephant in the room and work to identify the wall, call it what it is, and take a look at each brick and see why it's there, and effectively start dismantling the wall. How do we do that? Well, first of all, let's talk about the cost of this conflict, this historical conflict. And this is really nothing new. It's always been there, hasn't it? Everybody who works in a laboratory would tell you that nursing and labs have always had friction. We did a little survey in our newsletter for Phlebotomy Today. We asked people to answer questions about this wall. And we found that 50% of those who responded to the survey reported that there were instances in which patient care was directly affected by strife between the laboratory and the nursing department. Diagnostic delays were cited as the most common impact of interdepartmental friction. And one statistic here from the literature, researchers have found that 70% of all medical errors can be attributed to breakdowns in healthcare team interactions. So see, it's a big problem. There's a lot of ways that we can approach this, but the first thing every facility needs to do is acknowledge that, and then see what is supporting it. What's the mortar? And it may be different in every facility. I know some facilities that do a really good job at communicating and bridging the gap and tearing down the wall. Some places have policy or practice where they have something called a walk in my shoes initiative. And this is where nursing staff spends a day in the laboratory and laboratory personnel spend a day in the nursing. When we walk a day in the shoes of the other person, well, then it really does open up the line of communication. Suddenly establishes some empathy for what the other person has to deal with on a daily basis. And for a laboratorian to be spending a day on the nursing units, you can see how overworked they are. You can see the burden of their multitude of tasks that they have to do often all at the same time. You see the stress they're under. You see why it's frustrating when they draw a sample and they think they drew it right. Then the laboratory says it's penalized. And on the other hand, when nurses spend a day shadowing techs who are testing the samples, then they see the frustration of a sample that is unfilled, improperly mixed. They see how it disrupts the workflow, the laboratory process when the sample is misidentified, or physicians are screaming for stat lab results for a sample that's still waiting in the pneumatic tube system to be tubed down, and see how laboratory gets blamed for not having a result when it's really in their possession yet. So I know a lot of places don't have the luxury of having their staff share a day in each other's shoes, but that doesn't mean you can't tear the wall down. It's just one way to bridge the gap. Other strategies would be to interview players from both sides, find out what's maintaining the wall in their mind, and talk to nursing personnel and say, what do you see be the major obstacle from the laboratory that provides an impediment to your work? And get those answers and find out what the consensus is. You can have employees on both sides assess their working style. Maybe the working style is a point of friction. Let's make sure department heads are unified in their objectives and they clearly articulate their expectations to their staff. And those objectives and expectations should be to cooperate and to understand the nature of the personnel on both sides of the wall. It's always helpful to engage both sides to solve the issues that keep them estranged. Too many times people want to walk around carrying a grudge instead of trying to find a solution that makes their day easier, makes patient care easier to deliver. The walk in my shoes thing, reinforcing concepts among all staff that the common goal is quality patient care, and anything that threatens it, including interdepartmental friction, has got to be eradicated. So see, focusing on the shared goals is really key to eradicating this wall. Once you know that you have shared goals with the other department, and they have those goals in common with you, then we've identified what we have in common. And when you identify what you have in common and you rally people around those commonalities, then you can start looking at what's in the way, what other things are causing friction, because once you have this core common ground, it suddenly feels like a team, or it feels like the potential for a team. And then from both sides of that wall, people are more likely to want to remove the bricks to make that pathway through the wall much larger. Of course, communicate. You just cannot stop communicating, and we have to realize that the silos are an impediment in interdepartmental cooperation and try to work more in collaborative efforts so that everybody knows that the laboratory is doing its best to give the nursing department everything they need to care for their patients. And I think managers need to take accountability. It's the same old mantra: if you're not part of the solution, you're part of the problem. You need to take that seriously. And those who add bricks to the wall need to be taken to task for it. You cannot be tearing down one side of the wall while somebody's adding bricks to the other side. So we've got to make sure everybody realizes the goal is to cooperate. And And, you know, it also helps to have collaborative teams. Once you establish that there's an objective to work better, then find those champions in the laboratory and find the champions in the nursing department and establish collaborative teams that will meet on a regular basis and can talk about the biggest problems and really roll their sleeves up and tackle them. Once you have a core unit and people see that there's a dedication of time and resources to communicating and collaborating, then those second-tier players who merely are trying to get the job done in the course of the day, they'll see that there's an attention to this, and they'll realize that this initiative is good and positive. And finally, one of the key components to tearing down and keeping the wall down is to make sure that everybody knows that the problem is not faulty individuals, but faulty process. See, when people start thinking, well, it's your fault that there's this obstacle between the laboratory and nurses, then they'll shut right down. Nobody likes to be subjected to blame. But we've got to articulate this in a manner so that everybody involved knows that it's the process that's broken, not the individual. Once we know that there's a process broken, then the two sides can rally and be the opponent to what they know is broken. But when we start naming individuals as being faulty, then we might as well give it up. So we got to recognize that there is the wall. We got to recognize the problems that maintaining this wall is causing between the departments and for the patient. Then we have to assemble a team. We've got to establish our goals, announce our objectives, and recruit our champions. Now, this is no small task, but I got to tell you, everybody who suffers because the wall is in place in the facility will tell you it's no small task to maintain a wall and to constantly have that friction between the departments. So it will take some resources and dedication and determination, but I tell you what, once you find the core group that wants to work on this, the dividends that the facility receives are astounding. And establish gains, we have to maintain those gains, but everybody wins. When we really start talking about this elephant in the room and find ways to dismantle it, and just like with most big problems, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. It's just identifying and eradicating. And there's no shortage of bricks in the wall, but they all have to be addressed. So hopefully that gives everybody some hope, some inspiration, some takeaways, some strategies that they might be able to consider to help remove this historic wall of contention between laboratories and nursing for the benefit of patient care.
Thanks, Dennis, for talking with us today. That wall is big and it's daunting, but I think you've given our listeners some really great strategies to get started on tearing down that wall.
Great. I hope so. It can be done. Thanks for the opportunity to share.